This gospel text is one of the options for funerals. And there's an insight, I've spoken of it before, but hopefully you don't remember, so you hear it again anew and be all inspired again. The language that Jesus is using is very, very specific kind of language. He is referencing a reality that is not a part of our reality. If you were engaged, imagine you're engaged. You have 1 year from the day of your betrothal until the day of your marriage. In that time, you are basically considered married, but there are very specific tasks that you must accomplish. For the woman, this year of betrothal is spent focusing upon the preparation of herself, of her being, because this is what she brings into the relationship, into the marriage. The only thing that she brings is herself and that which is she is wearing. Nothing else is she allowed to bring into the wedding, into the marriage. So, rightly so, she must take the time to prepare her heart, to say her goodbyes to her family, to do all of these things, to make the interior preparations ready. It's interesting. I never just realized it's almost as if she's preparing a house in herself, a place prepared and welcomed, ready for the creation of the family. I said it's interesting because the man during that time of year has one specific task that he has to do. He would go to his father's house and he would build an addition to his father's house so that in a year's time when he comes to bring the bride back to his father's home, there is a place for them to dwell. So the woman's work is an interior work of preparing of herself. The man's job is to build the addition to the house. Did you hear Jesus' language in the gospel text today? It's the Last Supper. He's preparing to go to his death. He's preparing to go to his father. And what does he say to his apostles? All of them who are men know exactly what he's speaking and how and why he's speaking it. This is a nuptial language. I'm going to my father's house. Interesting. And I'm going to prepare a place for you. Wow. This just got really interesting. And then I'm going to come back and I'm going to take you to myself so that where I am, you also may be. Every single Jewish man at that table understood exactly the context to which Jesus is speaking these words and using this imagery and referring and speaking in this language of his father's house. This is a nuptial language. It is a bridal language. And it speaks of the intimacy between Jesus and his bride, the church. Is something also very interesting too. And that is when Jesus simply says to them, after all of this mysterious kind of language for us, more concrete for them, he says, where I am going, you know the way. And Thomas gets to play the hero this time. You know, he speaks up, he says the question that everyone else is thinking but doesn't have the courage to say. Jesus, we don't know where you're going. How in the world can we know the way? And Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. There are times when we believe that our Catholic faith is all about the destination. It's all about the destination. But Jesus' response to Thomas's question reveals that it is so much more than just the end. That our way to the destination, our way to the final destination of it, is Jesus. And so we enter into an intimacy of love with him as truth and as life and as light on the way. It's not a carrot dangling in front of you like the cartoons with the guy holding it in front of the donkey and the donkey's trying to get the carrot so it keeps walking. Your brothers and sisters, you're walking on the way eating the carrot. The intimacy that Jesus offers to his bride, the church, is an intimacy of the present moment. There's a big difference between a time of engagement and a time of matrimony. It's a big difference. But the fiancés are together during that time of engagement. There is the beginning of a fulfillment already, even though we know that the future fulfillment is going to be even greater. So we are not alone. All that to say, you're not alone. Don't be afraid, right? It's been a 2-second homily. Do not be afraid. You are not alone. Jesus is the way in which you are walking in intimacy and in truth and in life and in light. Amen.